Well, hello, everybody. Today, I want to talk to you about how weight loss is actually quite simple, but there is a reason why you keep struggling. And I want to really look at this because I don't believe that weight loss is actually complex. I think it's very easy in terms of how to lose weight. We need to look at what is keeping you struggling, what is keeping you from seeing the results that you want to see. And that's what this is all about. One of the things that my Thin Within Life members are doing right now, they're looking at letting go of weight loss being hard, that notion, that feeling, and doing so by also bringing back the life they love. I think a lot of times as adults, we lose the joy for life. Days become weeks and weeks become months, and it's the same old, and the weight of responsibility is what can lead many of you to turn to food, to feel frustrated with your body, to take on and program food as a pleasurable space in your life and start turning to food as a coping mechanism. And so let's look at what does it really take to lose weight? Why do I say that weight loss is actually simple? So when we look at weight loss, it's really quite simple in terms of the task. If we take all the emotions out of it, if you eat foods that work best in your system, which for most of you include whole, real foods that have a high water and fiber content because they're loaded with natural vitamins and nutrients to make your brain and body work optimally, like loads of veggies and some fruits, that typically works really well for most people's systems. Most of you, unless you have an allergy or there are some vegetables or fruits that don't work as well in your body, for most people, having a lot of vegetables and some fruits work really well in our systems because it gives us the vitamins and nutrients that we need to keep living optimally. Then secondly, when we include lean proteins and fats, good quality fats like nuts and seeds and avocados and olive oil and avocado oil, when we start adding these good quality fats and good quality lean proteins that work best in our systems, when we add those to the mix, they typically work really well in our systems. So if you have then veggies and fruits, and then you add lean proteins and good quality fats, the reason why lean proteins and really good quality fats work best in your systems at meals is because they satiate you, they preserve your muscles, they help your brain function optimally. Knowing that your brain is made up mostly of fat, then we need fat for our brain. Lean protein also preserves muscle fibers. So when you eat in those two ways in terms of what to eat, that tends to be the strategy that most every quote-unquote diet is going to lead you to. In terms of timing, in terms of when to eat, that might shift. In terms of quantity of proteins and fats versus vegetables, complex carbohydrates, they can shift. But mostly that's what we're talking about. And then when we add in eating them in a smaller amount up to a satisfied state in your body, that's also an important component of weight loss that helps you digest your food optimally. It keeps your energy high and keeps the progress throughout the day in a really beautiful, fantastic way. So if we look at losing weight and we look at fat loss through food, which is what most weight loss is going to be with food, not with exercise, weight loss and fat loss comes through what we eat, then we look at having vegetables, some fruit, some good quality lean protein, some good quality fats, fiber that we get from a lot of times from our vegetables, and we eat them in smaller amounts up to a satisfied state. That's really what will help you lose weight and help you reduce your fat, okay? Then we look at movement. Where does movement come into play with all of this? If we look at weight-bearing movement helps to grow the muscles that are underneath the fat. They will help you reduce fat as well if you do weight-bearing movement, like lifting weights, compound movements. Those will all help you to lose fat, but build muscle. And then if you want to improve your cardio function, because you want to improve your ability to go hiking, to play tennis for a long time, sustain cardio endeavors, that is through cardio movement. And so if you're including weight-bearing movement a few times a week, 2 to 3 times a week, and you're including cardio movement 2 to 3 times a week, that's a beautiful way to create the cardio and the muscle that you want to create and sustain. If that's what weight loss and fat loss and muscle building is all about, what is hard about it? The only thing keeping you from losing weight is your brain. It's your brain. Your brain gets in the way because it's been programmed to attach pleasure with food. So in order to lose weight, it's crucial for you to start looking at the emotional side of weight loss. Because we know that if you took the emotion out of it and you grabbed a salad, there's no emotion there and you ate it, that is not hard. You're putting food in your mouth anyway. So it's not that the salad is hard to eat. It's not that having a chicken and asparagus is hard to eat. There's no hard in that. It's the emotional connection you have with food that's been programmed into your brain that says, oh, I love this. This is so delicious. I relax. I feel good. Y'all aren't craving a bunch of celery late at night. You're craving sweets or something savory or salty. The reason we crave sweets, the reason our brain craves sweets, is because it's connected to our reward system, which is the mesolimbic dopamine system. That's where you get pleasure. If you crave sweets, you're craving pleasure, which is why I'm taking my members on a journey to explore pleasure. Where is it that they're getting pleasure? Where is it that they're finding pleasure? How can we start finding more pleasure in their life, in your life, so that you don't have a life where most of your pleasure is tied up in food? That's connected to celebration. That's connected to food late at night. If food is your main pleasure, we have to separate that for you. We have to put food in its simple weight loss realm, and we've got to deal with your emotional world in an emotional way by finding new pleasures, by finding new joys, by finding ways that give your soul pleasure. You know what it's like when you're so happy and you're so excited by learning something new or doing something new that you just forget about everything else? I see it time and time when people become new business owners or new coaches, and they get lost in the excitement of creating a new business, or they take on a new hobby and all of a sudden they're lost in their hobby, and they can go hours and hours and hours until all of a sudden their body wakes them up to hunger and they go, oh my goodness, here we go. Yes. That's what we're talking about. When you have a life that has many pleasures inside of it, you don't go seeking food as much. Yes, food will be a pleasure. But when we put food in its right place, you get to have then food that's something that you enjoy, that's there for a physical as well as a psychological enjoyment in the right way. And then you put your emotional needs, you start looking at what do you need emotionally? What do you need? Where is pleasure in your life? Are you getting pleasure mainly from food? Or do you need to redo your life a little bit? Do you need to assess your pleasure? Assess where you're getting joy, where you're suffering in silence instead of finding community and support and tools to help you move through it. Because when we really look at it, when you really look at the act of losing weight, the act of eating that you're already doing, but choosing foods that include at meals, lean proteins, good quality fats, and something that really works for your body that has a really high water and fiber content to help you flush any nutrients through your system and satiate your hunger and make you feel good and give you the energy to sustain you. In actuality, it's not that hard. But our brains make it hard. Our brain says, but I want pleasure. I want it to taste good. I want it to be easy. I want to just grab this. I don't care. I just want food that makes me feel good, that I crave. And the cravings are telling you. Your cravings are giving you information in your life that there is a need for something. And yes, it can be a chemical reaction that you want a dopamine hit. You want to feel good. I get that. But why do you want to feel good? Where could you address your life in a new way that makes you feel good? So that food is not the main pleasure in your life. So that food is about fueling your body, giving your brain and your body the nutrients that it needs. And that you start developing the pleasures, the joys, the fulfillment, the wholeness outside of food in new ways. And you can do that, but you have to be open and willing to start to break into your life, break into your pleasure. You have to have the courage to explore your life. That's what's so amazing about my clients and my members. They're willing and open to explore their life and look at what is going on because they know it's not just about food. They know there's other stuff. There's an emotional connection, an attachment that's gotten programmed in the space with food that's creating the weight. So weight loss in and of itself is not hard. The emotional part of weight loss is what's more challenging. It's what's trickier. Your brain is amazing and malleable and can absolutely change. But are you willing? Are you open to do the work that it takes to have a brain that has over-desire, that over-desires food? It's about creating a framework to help support you. But when you have that framework and you use them, that's where weight loss occurs. Find the story that's working underneath your relationship with food. You've got to look at what's happening really. If you're stuck in a rut, realize that the stories that you have about food, that you have about what it will do for you, that you have behind the programming of using food, it's going to help you see that the reason you're stuck and in a rut is because there's not something wrong with you. It's because the voices, the conversations in your brain keeps you stuck. It's telling you stories. It's telling you words that you've practiced over and over, and often now it's unconscious. It tells you it doesn't matter, but it does, because you want to look and feel better. And those voices are not correct. Those stories, those convincing voices are not right. Not at all. the story that you're telling yourself that there's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with your brain, that you can't do this, that it's difficult and hard, is all a bunch of BS in your brain that you've practiced over and over and that's gotten programmed in. It's not true. You can lose weight because weight loss in and of itself is not that hard. It's the relationship with your brain. It's the relationship your brain has and that you've programmed in with food. And reprogramming your brain, the most amazing tool in the world, is what will change your life. You've got to be your best asset, your best resource, your best advocate for your new self, for your future self. You've got to learn how to respond to urges. And that all happens in your brain. That all happens with time. That all happens with developing tools to help support you, because your brain is your greatest asset. Your brain is running your overeating. Yes, genetics can play a role, but genes are not your destiny. This is a really important piece. Genes are not your destiny. You get not what you want, you get what you practice. You all need to hear that over and over again. You don't get what you want, you get what you practice. If you are practicing a new way of showing up and reprogramming your brain, you are going to get a different result for your body. You can't shift your brain, which shifts your actions, which shifts your feelings, and not get a different result. You have to, which is so exciting, because your brain can either work against you or it can work for you. And here's the thing. Most of your urges that you have late at night, because most of you, your urges for food happen from 3 o'clock on. Most of those urges don't last all night. They last 5-10 minutes. Then you get a break from it. 5-10 minutes. Then you get a break. 5-10 minutes. That's what we got to get in front of. That is the solution to your weight loss. That's going to help you lose weight dramatically. Because when we put the food stuff into place, the food stuff of honoring your body and eating foods that your body loves and that works really well in your body, then all we're left with is making sure your brain helps support this. And that it helps by getting curious, not critical. That it helps by looking at your desire under a microscope and seeing what's really underneath the desire so that you can find joy and pleasures and other ways to support you. And that we just don't have to give into that voice from 3 o'clock on that tells you you're broken, there's something wrong with you. You can't do that. It's all a load of untruth. So listen up. You can change your body. It is so much easier than you think. You do not need more willpower. You need a logical framework that will help you understand and, most importantly, change your habits from the inside out. So I want you taking my free weight loss course. Take it now. And through the course, you will have an opportunity, a 5-day opportunity to join Thin Within Life. I want you to take the course and then join me inside of Thin Within Life so that you can start your transformation today. All you have to do is go to thinwithin.com, thinwithin.com. Take the free course. And let's start to change what's really behind your desire for food that needs to be reprogrammed, redesigned with a radically different approach to weight loss. Can't wait to see you inside of my free weight loss course. Bye, everybody.